Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wink. Today, we got a very important topic, one that's going to be very simple, yet can be very powerful when used at the right time. Here, we want to help you have a less stressful, more energetic life that you are living from your heart so you can feel like life is going the way you want because you're living your passion, you're in alignment with your purpose. And it can be really hard to have that feeling if you are stuck in what many people like to call a negative emotion. I almost don't like to call it that, but most people call it that, so I'm going to call it that. You know, what would be a negative emotion? We're talking, you know, being afraid, sad, anxious, anger. So these ones where it's like, this is not fun. This is not, you would not pay $20 to go into a place on a Saturday night to experience this feeling, right? You do that because you want to experience fun and excitement and adventure. Why do I not like to call these negative emotions? Because they do serve a purpose. They are there for a reason to point out when there's maybe something missing in our life or there's something there that shouldn't be there. If there is a starving tiger right in front of you and you are the only meal source in your skin suit of a human body, you should be very afraid at that point. That is a smart use of that emotion. It's not a smart use of that same emotion when it's just, how is my talk in front of, you know, a group of people, whether that's for work or maybe that's at a like a wedding or something, to bring that level of fear of the tiger to something like that is going to be very, very destructive. So how do we get out of it, right? Because sometimes we just, you know, the thoughts get going and we can ruminate and we just are in this emotion and stuck. Because really these emotions, they're very valuable when they're experienced and processed more or less, you know, in the now and we take action. But they are not healthy if it becomes a steady diet. I like to think of this as the, you know, the McRib factor. So if you don't know the McRib, congratulations, you're probably living a pretty healthy lifestyle. But if you grew up kind of like me, where you didn't even know what a what was that fruit? Well, you didn't even know what a plum was until you were the age of 30, and a coworker had to explain it to you. And you grew up when the options that your mom would bring are bagel bites, which is a horrible, you know, it's like the worst bagel and the worst pizza had a baby, and then you microwave it. So it's that versus going to McDonald's. So I know the McRib intimately well. And basically what it is mostly McDonald's menu is chicken or beef related, except for their breakfast products. But on a rare occasion, who knows how long, it could be every couple years, could be a little more frequently, they will release the McRib, which is a pork-based sandwich that is pressed into a rib-like looking thing so that it gives the appearance that you are eating ribs, but it is really just a mash-shaped pork concoction in the shape of ribs with a sugary sauce in a bun. And if you enjoy McDonald's, then you usually love the McRib. And they only have it for a limited time, partially because if something is scarce, we want it that much more. And I like to think that it's because for the breakfast, you know, they have the bacon and the sausage, that what happens is like on the cutting room floor when they're making these, they're just collecting up in some sort of a bucket, you know, all of the leftover stuff. And whenever they get enough of these barrels of leftover pork product, that's when they decide to, you know, clear it all out with the McRib. And if you have one or two during this time, it's like, oh, this is fantastic, really good. But if you start hitting a little bit heavy, it's going to start impacting your health. You're going to be like, oh, my gut's not feeling good. Like, this is just not right. And these negative emotions are kind of like that. They should just be a limited amount of time. You're like, yeah, all right, this is something I should do something about. All right, but, you know, this is not an everyday type of meal. So how do we get out of it? So I like to think of these negative emotions as, we look at them as, it's an emotional ailment when it becomes perpetual. Because what I'm not saying is, I'm not saying don't, is you don't want to avoid feeling these feelings. Because again, there could be a valid reason why you are sad, like a relationship's ending, or someone has passed, or something that meant something to you has gone away. There's valid reasons to be sad. And then there's, valid things to be anxious about as well. All these feelings, totally valid. So it's just, if it becomes perpetual, habitual, that's when we want to bring in an antidote. So what is an antidote? An antidote is simply bringing in something to get us out of the emotional ailment for a particular time to allow us to relax the nervous system and then paint a picture or let us feel what we would like to feel. So then our body and our mind are in a state where we can actually kind of see the situation more clearly. And if something does need to be done, we're in a much better state to actually do what needs to get done. So what are some antidotes to some emotional ailments, right? So like let's take sadness, for instance. There's a loss. So what I would suggest is a gratitude practice where you're focusing on what do you have in life? Because let's face it, sometimes people go through horrible, horrible losses. Yet if you are alive and kicking, you still at least have that. So you can be grateful that you're breathing, that you can walk. You could be grateful that the sun is shining, or you could be grateful that you have water to drink. So there's all these things and when you're grateful for these things, that you recognize that the life that you've had, do have, and will have would not be possible or would be dramatically different without these things. And you let that just sink into your heart and feel that. It gives a great feeling for what you have. And the thing is that if we go to the reticular activation system, which is where whatever we focus on, our mind shows us more of. This is the, you buy a brand new Mazda, you start seeing Mazdas all over the place. Whereas before you had bought the Mazda, it's like, wait, everyone drives a Tesla or a Toyota, right? Like, who drives a Mazda? Yet you go and buy the Mazda, now you see them everywhere. So if you put in your mind that there's a lot of stuff you have, then it shows the mind, and the mind is going to want to pick up on more things that it has. And so it's going to have the ability to allow that sadness to possibly go away and be filled in with perhaps what you're missing. So, like if it's sadness over the loss of a friendship, but you're grateful for a lot of things and you're grateful for the friendships you have, you're likely to have more valuable friendships coming your way very soon. So let's go to another one, anger. So anger is often, there's either resentments towards others, or you have an unmet need, like you need someone from someone, and they're not giving it to you. And so sometimes this can lead to some sadness. Yet, some good antidotes for anger, which I've had some experience with this lately, because I've definitely been having some unmet needs where I'm like, hey, I want some validation here. I want to know that this is a good idea or that's not a good idea. Or I want it this way and somebody else doesn't want it that way. And so forgiveness, letting go of that expectation from the other person, because maybe they just don't have the capability to give you what you need. Because not everybody has the same capabilities, right? Like, if somebody was only like 4 foot tall and you were expecting them to do a slam dunk in an NBA game, it's just not going to happen. Like in that example, you physically know that it's not possible, but emotionally, mentally, intellectually, people have these limitations or these blocks or these blind spots that prevent them from offering what maybe they would love to give you, yet because of their past, because of their current abilities, whatever it is, they just can't give it to you. And it's, if you want to keep being angry at them, it's not going to hurt them. Remember, anger is basically you're taking the poison, expecting it to somehow hurt the other person. So a forgiveness practice is really, really good. The other thing that I would also recommend for anger is self-compassion. Because it might be one of those that you've been putting something on other people when really it's something that you should be taking care of yourself. I know I've definitely been experiencing this myself, where I've wanted, you know, other people in my life to, you know, let me know that, you know, like stuff I do with this podcast, other plans, you know, wanting to help people with meditative techniques and ways to look at the world so they can live their life of passion. You know, not everyone supports that or knows that that's a good idea. And I've been putting that importance on other people, which really is not fair. It's not up to them. I'm the one that needs to decide it's important and do it because I decide it's important and that's what needs to be done. And so through practicing self-compassion and, like, you know, giving myself a break, forgiving myself, and then having that tender, loving care for myself that, like, boy, you kind of saw that a little bit unclearly and you didn't really stand up for yourself or take care of yourself. And then you put it all on this other person or other people. And then you get angry, like, that's not cool. But realizing that I'm a human, they're a human, we all make mistakes. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. And just really letting go that, you know, this sort of the self-anger that, like, you know, because sometimes that's the cause of our external anger, is just realizing that we've been disappointing ourselves and not taking care of ourselves and doing what, you know, if we were to take a step up going, you know, if it was somebody else, you'd go like, boy, that person needs to get their shit together. And when that person is us, it's painful. It hurts because we like to think, you know, I like to think that I know what I'm doing. And really, if we're growing, if we're making things happen in the world, you're not going to know every moment, right? Which brings me to the next emotional ailment I would like to discuss, and that's fear or anxiety, where none of us knows what the future is going to bring, but a worry is just sort of you're having faith in a bad outcome, right? You're preoccupying that something awful is going to happen, and that causes, you know, the fear, the anxiety, the blood pressure to go, the heart rate to go up, and this unsettled feeling. And for that, a couple things. So if there is something that's coming up that is important to you, I always like to ask, how do you feel when you're excited about something? Because often the physiological response of excitement is really, really similar to the physiological experience of anxiety, right? Elevated heart rate, maybe a little sensation in the abdominal muscles, right? Maybe a little tightness in the throat, and challenge sleeping. Yet, if it's excitement that fuels, if it's anxiety, it can make a stop on our tracks. You know, this, you know, again, I'm very aware that there is, you know, clinical anxiety that I would, you know, definitely recommend, you know, go see a professional for that. So we're just talking about sort of like low level, you know, I don't need a medication for it, but, you know, just that relabeling, like, wait, I'm actually excited to do this. It becomes fuel. Now, if we're talking about fear of or a worry, what about practicing trust in a positive outcome? So instead of having those mental pictures of how it could go wrong, a practice of looking at the future and programming yourself with and visualizing, feeling what it would be like if everything went right. Because you don't know either way. But one thing you have control about is what thoughts are you going to choose? What mental images are you going to choose? Where are you going to put your focus? So when those, like, negative thoughts and images that, like, oh my gosh, it's going to go wrong, they're all going to laugh at me, you know, I'm going to lose a bunch of money, just go stop it. And then picture, there's so many people that could benefit from this. There's a lot of people that'll love what I'm about to do. And this could make me so much money. And this could really, really help the world be a much better place. And, you know, hear the compliments, see the great benefits, and then feel that, like, feeling of accomplishment. And I've been talking about a lot of the things that I've mentioned, I've done previous podcasts on where I've talked about practices you can do. I'm going to be having a lot more stuff where, you know, you can learn these practices and do them. Cause I got some really cool stuff. I just booked my first in-person workshop because apparently people are starting to be able to go, like, outside of places and do things in person, which is going to be really cool. So I'm going to do a 2-hour workshop. So, you know, definitely subscribe, follow me, cause on my social media, once we get the exact time and stuff, because I think this workshop is gonna you know, sell out. It's going to be so good because I just recorded an audio so that people can learn instant relaxation because I want people to be able to, you know, have a better life in as little amount of time possible because I know that that's one of the biggest stressors is not having enough time. So if I'm like, in just 3 hours a day, you can do these practices and you're like, no, Justin, fuck off. I don't have time to, you know, shit, shower, shave. I have to do them all at the exact same time, honestly. And I figured out how to do two at a time, but not the third I'm still figuring out, but I'll get there. So I understand. I feel your pain. So that's why I want to make things quick and effective. And so looking forward to, you know, giving you guys more tools, more access to great information, because I want you to be able to live a life that has more of these antidotes and less of these ailments. So that's the show. Really appreciate you listening. Follow me on Facebook. I've changed it. I'm at Justin Wink PhD. So that's the same there as on Instagram. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Do encourage you to go to justinwink.com, sign up for the mailing list. I've got up now. It's really, really cool. It's my Perfect Life meditation audio. I've got that up free. I'm probably going to take it down because that's it's just like it's too good. It's and if you get it and you're able to get, I think it's too much. It's too much good content. And you're like, Justin, you're being full of shit. Like, but no, it really is like too much stuff. And it really needs to be sort of like parsed out. Like, you know, it's kind of like if I gave you a free cow, like you wouldn't know what to do with it. I mean, some of you would. So some of you, I'm saying, if you go there, try it out. If you get it, great. If not, then you're like, Justin, I don't know what to do with this. It's too advanced. Like, send me a note. And, you know, I'll work with you to break some stuff down, which is what I'm working on. But just, you know, hit me up and I'll do that. Cause, you know, I don't want you to have to eat a whole cow. I want to be able to, you know, slice that thing up and give it into you in the right portions so that it goes down smooth and easy and you feel nutrified. Is that a word? I don't know. It's a word. So that basically you feel nourished in your mind, body, and soul. So, you know, I'm not here to feed you the McRibs. I'm here to give you, like, you know, the filet meat, right? The filet mignon. I'm here to give you the ribeye, the good stuff, you know, in the right portion so that you can come back time and time again. And, you know, in a short amount of time with working with me, you're going to be amazed at, like, how much dramatically your life is improved. That is what I'm all about here. So, again, look me up. If you got any questions about the podcast, podcast@justinwink.com. Otherwise, till next time, good day.